Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. Appreciated the song service and the encouragement it was to my heart this morning already. For a reading of Scripture this morning, and the message will be taken from Luke chapter 10. If you want to find your place there in your Bible, we'll read these few verses and then we'll have a prayer. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. This is a passage of Scripture I'm very familiar with. It's after the passage there where it talks about the Good Samaritan. And this passage is when Jesus came to the house of Martha and Mary. Let's begin reading in verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Let's bow for a prayer. Lord, we do come to you this morning. We're thankful, Father, for this opportunity to be gathered together. We do ask now that you might bless this word to our hearts. We pray that you would give me the words that you would have me speak to encourage and strengthen your people. We do just pray that you would add your blessing to it. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. A title, I guess, for the few thoughts that I have this morning is, One Thing is Needful. So that's this passage is what we'll look at this morning. We'll go through it verse by verse here, and I have a few thoughts to share. Starting in verse 38, it says that as they went, and just want to make a comment, it seems to be that there was a group of people with Jesus at this time. I don't know who all was with him, if it was his disciples or who all, but it speaks of more than one person being with him. As they went, they entered a certain village, and it says a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And this stood out to me for the first time, I believe. It makes mention that they entered into Martha's house. I didn't realize that it wasn't Mary and Martha's, but it makes it seem as if Martha was the one that either took care of the house or then it was actually her house. Martha was the host. And as they entered into her house, it also says that she received him, I believe here. She received him as if she welcomed him or invited him. I thought that was interesting as well, that Jesus probably had other places that he could have gone, but it does almost seem as if Martha made an effort, perhaps, to receive him into her house. She seems to be hospitable. According to this account, she seemed to have been interested in having him there. Just a few thoughts there that I guess I have. Some of my thoughts I share this morning are not necessarily scripture, but just things as I pondered these verses. But there seemed to be a spirit of hospitality there that she was trying to give to Jesus as he came. On there in verse 39 says, she had a sister called Mary, which sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And as I thought of this, it makes it sound, like I said earlier, it makes it sound as if there were more than just one person with Jesus. Perhaps all his disciples, I'm not sure. But I thought of this and I thought, most likely, there were other people listening to Jesus in that house. And does make mention that Mary sat at his feet, and we see these pictures of Jesus sitting on a chair and Mary sitting at his feet. And I think it could perhaps be that way, but I guess as I read this, I maybe think that maybe there was a group of people sitting at Jesus' feet and Mary sat there with them. Up to this point, I don't know that we see a lot of women disciples, but I think we could probably accurately say that Jesus was sitting there as a disciple, Mary was sitting there as a disciple of Jesus and receiving his teaching. Just a few thoughts there, I guess. It says that she sat and she heard his word. And I just like to point those words out. This attitude or this posture, you could say, of Mary listening to Jesus. We see this same posture in Acts. We'll turn to this. Acts 22, verse 3. Speaking of Paul. Paul was giving some of his, some of his credentials. In verse 3 it says, I am verily a man which am a Jew born in Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers and was zealous toward God as ye all are this day. Gives the idea that Paul also perhaps sat at someone's feet and was taught. So I'd just like to put that out as a word that I believe this was not an uncommon thing in Bible times to be taught at someone's feet. Also in Deuteronomy, I believe it's Deuteronomy 33. I'd like to read some scripture there too. Deuteronomy 33, 1:1-3. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel, both before his death, And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with thousands of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. I thought that was interesting. Back in Deuteronomy, we get that picture of receiving the word from sitting at the feet of someone. In that case, I believe it was sitting at the feet of God and receiving his word. I also thought it was interesting here. How it mentions this passage, how it mentions Mary and Martha. And I'm not a great scholar of Scripture, but it doesn't seem as if the women folk were always treated at the same level that the men were. And I'm not going to get into that discussion, but I thought it interesting how it specifically mentions Mary and Martha in this passage, and how that I believe they held a special place in his heart. We also know of their brother Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But I thought it interesting that he came and he entered into the house of Martha, and that there was a special place in the heart of Jesus for these women. Now, we also see in John chapter 4, verses 7-26, there are the passage of Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman at the well, and how it was to her that he revealed who he really was. Not to the wise and the learned of the day, but he revealed to this Samaritan woman that he was Jesus the Messiah. And I thought that was also interesting. It seemed as if Jesus is willing to speak into the life and heart of anyone who is willing to receive and hear. And just want to especially emphasize that this morning. If we are willing to sit at His feet and receive of His word, He will teach us. He always has a ready word for those who will hear Him. The other thing I noticed here, that it seemed almost as soon as He entered into the house, it almost gives the idea that He began to teach. I thought that was interesting as well. He always took the opportunity and used it to teach and to instruct those that were with Him. Verse 40. And we see that Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to Him and said, "Lord, dost Thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." The word cumbered, sometimes it's used encumbered, but is to, the Strong's definition would be to drag all around or to distract. I thought that was interesting. Martha was being dragged all around and distracted. And later on, we see that in verse 41, Jesus says, "Thou art careful and troubled about many things." I think there were many things that were dragging her around and distracting her. There was much serving. And I believe, if what I can gather from these words, that she genuinely wanted to serve Jesus. There was no doubt about it. It seemed as if her goal was to entertain Jesus and to do with the best of her ability. And I believe, you know, we would say today that was a nice goal of hers. I mean, if Jesus would be here with us, we would want to do everything we could to entertain Him too, I think. And, you know, what I'm seeing here, I don't think it was just a soup and sandwich meal type of thing, where I think she was going all out and she was going to serve Jesus with all that she had. It also is interesting to note that she said, "Lord, dost Thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone?" It almost seems like Mary had been helping her at some point, is what it indicates in a past tense. But she left to come and listen to Jesus. It seems that Mary chose to put herself in front of Jesus and be taught of Him instead of trying to entertain and serve Jesus in the way that Martha was. I'd just like to, just for a moment here, maybe throw out some of our preconceived ideas of serving Jesus and all those things. And let's just ponder a bit, how does Jesus want us to serve Him? Maybe keep that in the back of your mind as we go on here. Jesus wants to be in the center of our lives, and we need to give Him our full attention when He speaks. I also want to note, interestingly enough, Martha didn't go to Mary. I don't understand exactly why, but she went to Jesus, and she said, "Jesus, don't you see this? Why don't you bid her to help me?" Verse 41, "And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." And we notice a tender response to Martha. I don't think it was harsh, but He responds to her with tenderness, and He says these words. Careful gives the idea of anxious, or to take thought would be the definition of that. Troubled would be to make turbid or disturbed. Martha, you are troubled and anxious about many things. That's what Jesus' response was to her. Notice also that it says many things. I think there was a lot of things going on. There was probably a lot of detail, perhaps, being put into what she was doing. Just a question. Is Jesus interested in simple service to Him? Do we make things too complex in our service to Jesus I don't know exactly what all some of these things mean, but I just want to, I guess, encourage us to think on these and allow it to have an impact on our life. Verse 42. One thing is needful, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. As I read that, it would give the idea that maybe there's only one thing that we need to do in this life. And I don't necessarily, and from the little thing, I read from some commentators and stuff, it doesn't seem like he's just saying there's only one thing that you need to do. But it gives the idea that there is one important thing that must be done. If you miss this one important thing, everything else is in vain. What is that one important thing? It says that Mary has chosen that. So what is that one important thing? One thing that is needful. What I can gather, and I stand to be corrected, it seems as if to sit at Jesus' feet and be taught of Him, I believe, is that important thing. To be a disciple of Jesus Christ is that one thing that is needful. I think we'll read that at the end, but let's keep going. Martha was unable to receive Jesus' teachings by her busyness of life. Jesus is saying we must be taught of Him in order for us to be able to serve Him rightly. Some thoughts that I had in that. It says that Mary had chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. I believe that you will not lose the good part that is given us by hearing Jesus' instructions. The reason is true hearing produces a change of heart and life. And as we hear and listen to Jesus' words and teaching, it affects us. And it causes us to change. And that's why I believe it's saying that good part will not be taken from her, even though men may try to do that at times. I also just want to say that as we think on these things, I don't believe that sitting at Jesus' feet, so to speak, in this everyday life necessarily means 2 hours of Bible study and prayer every morning. But it does mean finding what He wants from me and learning to walk as He would. If we find ourselves cumbered and anxious, we need to retreat to His feet and find what is truly important in this life. Jesus isn't looking for people to serve Him, but for people who learn to serve by following Him. Just some couple thoughts that I had there. Also, I would like to read Matthew 11. Turn over with me. Matthew 11, 25 through 30. The heading in my Bible says, Rest in Jesus. Just read these verses. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in Thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Those verses, I believe, can describe, I think, what I'm trying to say about as good as anything. As we take the yoke of Jesus upon us, and we walk with Him, I believe that's the best way for us to learn how to walk as he walked. And Jesus' rest isn't always what we might think. I believe the rest that is spoken of here is to stay in step with Jesus and to learn to do what the things that he would do. No matter what it takes, we must be taught of Christ. Sit at his feet and hear his word. If we don't, there will be frustration and confusion in our life, and we will miss this very important step. We'll also see others as shirking their duties as well. Jesus wants to help to prioritize our life and bring things in right perspective and importance. So I don't know what all that means to you this morning. These are just a few thoughts, I guess, that I had this past week I came across that phrase. One thing is needful, and I began to ponder that. And it definitely has been a blessing, and definitely spoke to my heart. Just two questions that I have in closing for us. Have we figured out what truly is needful? And have we chosen that good part that will not be taken from us? God bless you.